Action item number seven, discussion and possible action on resolution amendment on Williamson County Regional Raw Waterline refunding bonds.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is an action item, and this is an amendment to a resolution that the board passed back at its July meeting. And the reason for this is really a technical amendment. What we discovered since then was that we had an opportunity, the board approved the refunding of these bonds, which hasn't occurred yet, but we anticipate will occur here in the short term. We were able to determine that by issuing these refunding bonds with a subordinate liens to some capital appreciation bonds that weren't being refunded, that we were able to maintain the same interest rate with the rating agencies, or maintain the same rating and therefore the same interest rates on the refunding bonds, while at the same time we were not going to be required to have a reserve funds. And when you don't have to have reserve funds, then this is all to the benefit, by the way, of the five participants in the raw water line. This really doesn't matter to the Brazos River Authority from a financial standpoint, but all the benefit accrues to their end because they're contract revenue bonds. But it allows them to save money because they don't have to put up approximately $2 million in reserve funds, which they can have to earn at a very low rate of interest and effectively have to borrow the money at a higher rate of interest. And the fact that there can be subordinate liens allow that to happen, and we're not required for the reserve funds. So it's good news for them, and will save them some money. And so we needed to amend the resolution you all passed in July to be able to allow this to happen. So that's what this is about.
John, I believe you do have a resolution.
The following resolution amending a resolution authorizing the issuance, sale, and delivery of Brazos River Authority contract revenue improvement and refunding bonds series 2010 in parentheses Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Project close parentheses and approving and authorizing instruments and procedures relating thereto is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption is October 25th, 2010 meeting. Whereas on July 26, 2010, the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses the authority, adopted its resolution authorizing the issuance, sale, and delivery of Brazos River Authority contract revenue improvement and refunding bonds series 2010, Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Project, close parentheses, and approving and authorizing instruments and procedures relating thereto, in parentheses, the bond resolution. And whereas the terms used in this resolution shall have the same meanings assigned thereto in the bond resolution, and whereas the authority has determined it is beneficial and in the best interest of the authority and the participants in the project to amend the bond resolution in order to permit the issuance of the bonds authorized by the bond resolution on either a parity basis with the authority's outstanding and unrefunded contract revenue bond series 2000, in parentheses, Williamson County Regional Raw Waterline Project, close parentheses, the series 2000 bonds, close parentheses, or on a subordinate lien basis with or without a debt service reserve fund in order to lower the overall cost of financing and refinancing of the project. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that Section 1, Recitals, Amendment, and Supplement of the Bond Resolution Terms, A, the Board of Authority hereby incorporates the recital set forth in the preamble hereto as is set forth in full at this place and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. The bond resolution is hereby amended and supplemented to authorize and direct the authorized officer to sell and deliver the bonds either on a parity with the outstanding and unrefunded Series 2000 bonds or on a subordinate lien basis with or without a debt service reserve fund if the authorized officer determines that the overall cost of the financing and refinancing of the project will be reduced thereby. B, in establishing the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, the authorized officer shall establish an amount within the amount authorized in Section 1 of the bond resolution, which amount shall be sufficient to provide inter alia for I, in parentheses, the funding of the reserve fund if necessary as may be required by the 2010 bond covenants agreement, 2I, in parentheses, the refunding of the refunded bonds, 3I, positive present value debt service savings to the authority with respect to the refunded bonds, 4I, the payment of the costs of improvements and extensions to the project identified in the engineering report, and 5, the payment of the costs of the issuance of the bonds. Section 2, immediate effect, repeal. This resolution shall be effective immediately from and after its adoption. Any resolution of the board heretofore adopted which conflicts with the subject terms or provisions of this resolution is hereby repealed and shall be no further purpose or effect.
Heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by Leroy, seconded by Ball. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluet?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Beshears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Thank you. Moving on.